Hey guys, Meg Burridge here, your host of the Kajabiverse podcast and also a Kajabi coach and launch strategist who combines her love of all things Kajabi and digital marketing with family and adventure. I'm an Aussie mum to three young kids, married to a Dutchman and currently living on Anguilla in the Caribbean. I leap out of bed every morning to help others achieve the online success, freedom and flexibility that I am so grateful to have in my own life. In this podcast, we look deep beneath the surface at how some of the most successful Kajabi heroes, the superheroes, if you will, are generating six and seven figures annually and how their strategies can be applied within your online business. This is the Kajabiverse podcast. Well, hello, everyone. Checking back in, still on the topic of multi-day live training funnels after our last episode where we interviewed the lovely Anna Powers. Now, what I wanted to do in this episode is just recap the key points and benchmarks that you should be aiming for if you decide to implement a multi-day live training funnel in your business. So what is a multi-day live training? Now, if you haven't heard the last episode that we had with Anna, make sure you go back and listen to that first because this episode will make so much more sense if you have listened to that one. But first and foremost, a multi-day live training funnel or launch strategy needs to be looked at as an event. Okay. It's an experience. It's the sort of thing where you're expecting people to drop everything to attend. And not only that, you actually need to believe it. You need to believe that what you are putting on is just the event of the year. You're going to bring all the energy. Everyone's going to have a complete transformation, take away so much from this event that there is literally nowhere else that they would want to be. Now, if that sort of launch style doesn't really suit your personality, you know, the idea of really high energy, a training that spans over a few days and really putting on something that is an experience for the attendees, then perhaps have a look at one of the other funnel strategies that we cover. This one is similar to a three-part video series, okay? So if you've ever put together a three-part video series, as far as the structure goes, it is somewhat similar to that. But the difference is that a three-part video series is something that you're pre-recording, okay? There's no pressure of a live audience. There's no fear that tech is going to let you down. Whereas with this multi-day live training, it is obviously live, okay? It's less pre-work. There's no video creation. There's no editing needed beforehand. There's no re-recording every time you've got a blooper. And the live trainings, I think you will find that typically they've got a longer engagement or a longer watch rate. I don't know, if you guys have ever put together a three-part video series, you might have gone back and had a look at the analytics and seen that not many people actually make it to the end of each of your videos. And it gets less and less as the video series progresses. Whereas with this live training, even though the training itself is much longer, I mean, a three-part video series, each video might be 15, 20 minutes. These live trainings can go for 2 to 3 hours each. And yet you will find that so many people who were there at the beginning are also at the end because they get swept up in that experience. They're having fun. They're engaging with you. They want to stay to the end. I've made a note here that it's low cost, high energy. Okay. I keep coming back to this high energy point. You need to be able to bring the energy to put on a performance if you want this funnel to work. And it requires you to be quite confident with like off the cuff presentation style. Okay. Not scripted. Now you can obviously sit down and script out or bullet point out what you're planning to talk about for a couple of hours. But you wouldn't want to be sitting there reading from a script for 2 to 3 hours. And you're also going to find that if you're engaging with the audience, they're asking you questions, you'll probably be going off down tangents and then having to bring yourself back. So you can do your best to keep to the plan, but you might find that each training takes on a bit of a different direction to what you had initially planned. You can absolutely have slides to try and keep yourself on track. But don't be afraid to go sort of off plan because that can sometimes be where the magic happens. And with a multi-day live training, one of the elements I think that I love the most about it is that delineation between the launch and the cart, between the free training part and the enrollment. Because normally that free training is going to run on a Thursday, Tuesday, Thursday. Okay, so over a couple of weeks. And then there's going to be a waitlist period. Okay, so on the Thursday, people don't immediately go and sign up for your program. They jump on a waitlist. And then enrollment opens into your program the following Monday. That white space in between those trainings and in between the training and the enrollment is what gives the registrants time to actually go and consume your training, okay, or catch up. Because you're going to have plenty of people who signed up, didn't get a chance to watch it live, and would like a chance to consume the free training before you start to talk about enrollment into your paid program. And I think this is one of the great things that is different between a multi-day live training and a challenge. So when you run a challenge, usually the training is consecutive days. And when people fall behind, you often find you get this drop-off about halfway through your challenge, where people feel like, oh, I'm too far behind, I can't catch up now, and then they sort of give up. Whereas with the multi-day live training, you've got plenty of chance for people to catch up in between each of those training days and then when the enrollment opens. Now, one of the key elements that I didn't talk about with Anna, but I will talk about it here. One of the key elements to putting this funnel together is incorporating a directory page or a hub style of page. And it's a page that people see after they register. So it's in place of the welcome page, but then they also see it over and over again. And it's a living page that you're going to update throughout the training. So it's going to have some static pieces, things like a welcome video, key dates and times for each of your live trainings, a way for people to add the dates to their calendar so they don't miss the training events. And then you're going to have replays. So you need to come back after each training has happened and upload a replay onto this page for people to watch who weren't able to make it live. There'd be a link from this page over to your community, probably a Facebook group, a link most likely to download a workbook for part one of your training. Then you update it during the launch and you add a button for people to join the waitlist for your paid offer. That button becomes visible to people after the third training replay is uploaded. So you don't open up, you know, the waitlist to people throughout the training. It's very strategically done after the third training replay is uploaded to this page. And there's no link through to your sales page until the cart officially opens the following Monday. So people don't sneak in and join early because they're super excited. And I know that this can make people feel a bit icky, you know, because we're so used to being taught that at the end of a webinar or the end of a challenge, you encourage people to go and sign up for your program. Whereas with this style of funnel, this style of launch, you're actually asking people to wait. So there's no link through to your sales page until the cart officially opens the following Monday. All right, one great way to increase engagement throughout your training, also something we didn't talk about with Anna. Oh, lots of new content for you today. But I think it is important we talk about this. Now, it's more of an advanced technique. You might not be able to do this the first time that you run a multi-day live training, because you do need some success stories from former students. If you've got that, then what you can consider doing is introducing a case study contest. Now, a case study contest works like this. You invite all of your past students to submit a testimonial case study type of video. What kind of transformation have they had after participating in your paid program? Usually about 3 minutes. Now, if you get more than 10 submissions, like you get loads of submissions, and that you've got to put together a pretty good prize. There has to be a nice carrot for people to actually send in their submissions. If you get loads of submissions, then ask your former students to vote, like a preliminary vote, to whittle it down to the top six. And then you can start circulating those six videos a week before your training registration opens. So it's a great launch runway activity. You know, you start to put videos out there of the success that students are having inside of your paid program. And then all of a sudden, enrollments are open or registrations are open into your free multi-day live training. Okay, so people have been seeing all of these success stories and they think, geez, I'd love to know what he or she is covering inside of their free training, and they go and get themselves signed up. Now, during the actual three-part training, you can break down those six submissions so that you show two of the submissions each day of the training. So think of it a bit of an ad break in between these long training sessions that you're running. And then when day three of your training ends, you open up the voting to the general public and to the training registrants and get everyone to vote on their favorite case study. The winner gets announced the day before the cart closes for your paid follow-on offer. So it gives you a great opportunity to bring the energy levels back into your launch just before cart closes the following week. Now, what happens by incorporating these case study videos into your launch is that everybody who submits a case study video and wants to win whatever prize you've put together for them, they're going to want the most amount of votes, which means they're going to be sharing the case study, which of course is tied to your multi-day live training. So you're going to get a whole lot more registrants for your multi-day live training than you would have otherwise. All right. So your former students really become your best collaborators when putting together this type of funnel. As I mentioned, it is more of an advanced technique. If you don't have any, you know, case studies really to speak of as yet, then perhaps keep this in your back pocket for the next time that you run it. Okay, so what happens if you go to all this effort, you put the funnel together, and then it doesn't work? Let's have a little bit of a chat about where you might have gone wrong with this particular type of funnel strategy. The first mistake that so many of us have made, don't feel bad if you go and do this, okay, because we've all been there, but you put out one of these comprehensive training sessions and you find that you give away the farm, okay? You give away almost everything that you know on the topic because, you know, these training sessions, they run for a couple of hours over 3 days. You're with these people for 6, sometimes 9 hours. So it's quite possible that you give away the farm and people then don't feel like they really need to join your paid program. So it takes some practice, but you got to get good at explaining the what without too much of the how. Okay, telling stories, sharing the case studies, explaining frameworks, telling people why things are important, but not how to go and implement them. Now, the next mistake that we see pretty common with this type of funnel is the timing. All right, if you choose against your better judgment or against our better judgment, not to space out the training or not to delay the open cart. Okay. If you feel too nervous and you think, oh, but if I, you know, the third training happens and you worry that if you delay enrollment into your program, that people might lose motivation to join, then you might be guilty of just opening cart immediately after the training. And you might find that that is detrimental to the conversion rate. Okay. Because over this entire funnel conversion, you're probably looking from registrant to sign up, a conversion of between 3 to 6%, which is going to be, you know, there's a few factors that come into play there, things like the actual price point of your program. This funnel strategy is used quite a lot with high ticket offers, you know, something that's $2,000, $3,000, $5,000. And when it's a higher ticket program, obviously the conversion's not going to be through the roof. But if you get a 3% conversion from registrant to sign up, then that is pretty good. But in order to hit that 3% conversion, I would encourage you to stick with the recommended timing, which means your three parts of free training is spaced out: Thursday, Tuesday, Thursday. And then you encourage people to go and get on the wait list. And then, you know, you build the momentum, the excitement around the doors opening. And doors open the following Monday, which gives everybody a chance to catch up on that free training. The other mistake, pretty common mistake that we see, is people focusing more on the training than they do on the engagement. Now, this one is very similar to a free challenge. The community engagement piece is the most important part. What you teach inside of the training, definitely less important. Okay, your audience needs to connect. They need to have fun. So the things that you want to be looking to do inside of the group are things like breakout rooms, competitions, cheering them on, having each other cheer each other on, making sure that when they do an action item, if you've got homework for them, that they're sharing those action items and what they've accomplished inside of the group. So make sure you are focusing more on the engagement than you are on the actual training. Okay, once you're ready to give this all a go, you want to build a multi-day live training funnel. You're going to need a few assets. Let's run through them. Now, the first thing that I would put together for myself is a funnel map. So at a high level, I can really visualize the plan. Like, how does this all fit together? Then I'm going to want to project out my numbers so that I've got some goals that I'm aiming for. And a funnel calculator is what I'd be doing, something on Google Sheets usually, so I can plot my projected numbers and then come back and put my actual numbers in once the launch is done. A launch schedule, great idea. Something like Google Sheet, even Excel, Monday.com, a great tool, so that you've got a checklist of everything that you need to put in place in order to put this funnel together. You're going to need your multi-day training registration page and then that directory hub page that I spoke about. Then when enrollments do open, you'll need the sales page and a student welcome page. You'll need a checkout, order bump and or upsell attached to your checkout. You're going to need all the social media promotion side. You'll want promotional emails to your existing list. You'll want reminder emails to those people who register for the training. You'll need a way to deliver your workshop. So typically Zoom, and I would say also that pop-up Facebook group, really important. You're going to need slides, most likely, just to keep people engaged throughout the presentation. I'd use a mixture of just direct-to-camera slides, and for what I do, also some screen share. So slides and workbooks, and usually I'd create one workbook per training day, so three workbooks total, and then the follow-on email sequence to sell whatever comes next. Now, just like every funnel out there, a lot of time, effort, and strategy obviously does go into building it. And the funnel assets that I've just listed out, they sound like a lot, and they are a lot, but just remember that once you've put the time and effort into building it once, you can rinse and repeat it with far less work the next time. And if you'd like help building out the funnel, consider joining us over inside a Funnel Club. It's a membership for Kajabi-based businesses where I show you step-by-step how to build out every funnel we cover. And then I give you all of the funnel assets you need to make building your funnel quick, painless, and a whole lot of fun. I'll see you back for our next episode here on the Kajabiverse podcast.